Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulty. Our show is cut in half tonight. Normally we're on at 7 o'clock, and it's a couple of minutes past 7:30. But here we are, the Sword and Shield Show, and the title tonight is, well, it's all about loneliness. To whom do you speak of your loneliness? My scripture first tonight is going to be, basically, in Psalm 102. Psalm 102. But let's begin with one of my favorite scripture verses, which speaks of the grace and mercy of God. That's in Hebrews 4:16, where the Lord tells us basically, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And that's what this show is all about, the love and grace and mercy and forgiveness of the Lord God Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible, I hope you'll follow along with us when we read the scriptures. I'm going to be reading Psalm 102 in just a little while, so you have time to get out your Bible. And if you know anyone else who might be interested, I hope you'll give them a call and ask them to follow along and join in with us on Thursdays, normally from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. Again, I want to talk about loneliness. I've had some very interesting conversations with people this week about loneliness, sadness, deep, oppressing loneliness, and the pain of it, and not having anyone to speak to. I had several phone messages from someone who was very depressed, extremely lonely, and in a panic, actually. And it seems that she had no one to turn to. All of her problems seemed so much greater because she was alone. And so she left some very troubling messages, troubling due to the fact that it was obvious she was very depressed, very afraid. She was really in a terrible panic. And so I've been that way. In my life, I've experienced that many times in my own life, and so I had great empathy for her. And I'm thinking of the words of Scripture, people who have written about loneliness and sadness and depression and all of those things. Many times when we're experiencing great difficulty, we feel like we're all alone in it, like we're the only ones who've ever been through that. But as many people have said, there's nothing new under the sun. David and so many others in the Bible experienced all of those things. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Elijah, so many people. And so I'd like to focus on Psalm 102. So I'm going to be reading Psalm 102, if you'd like to follow along. And I'd like to invite you to say a short prayer with me after. And but now I would like to speak just for a moment to women and children who are victims of domestic violence to let them know that there is hope. There are people out there who care and who are ready to help you. If you are in need of help, you can always call 1-877-SHEEPFOLD. That's SHEEPFOLD to ask for help. 1-877-SHEEPFOLD. Or you can call the LA County Information Line, which is 211. Just those three numbers. Dial 211. Listen to the prompts and follow the directions to ask for help. If you are in another county or need to go to another county, the LA County Information Line can direct you for help in other areas also. And so now I want to read Psalm 102, and I have several other scriptures I'd like to refer to. Actually, I think I'll read some of those first. Like they all talk about loneliness, depression, great sadness. And so, well, let me start with a line here from Psalm 25. Psalm 25:16 says, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." Lonely and afflicted. Then Psalm 142 says, that's Psalm 142, verses 1 through 4. "I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see, no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life." Do you feel that way? Have you ever felt that way, that nobody cares for your life? I've known several people who found themselves in that frame of mind and thought that no one cared for their life. But even if you can't think of a person who cares about your life, you can't think of anyone who loves you and needs you, wants to be there for you. There is always one person, and that is the Lord God Almighty. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus loves you. He tells us in the scriptures, He hates our sin, but He loves us. He loves the sinner, and He waits for us to come to Him to ask for forgiveness. And He gives us His forgiveness. All we have to do is ask for it, and He cleans us up, no matter how we look, no matter where we are or where we've been, no matter what we've done in life. If we repent of our sins, because Jesus has already paid the debt for our sins. He died on the cross willingly. Suffered and died on the cross, willingly allowed his own blood to be shed, every last drop of his own precious blood to be poured out on the cross to pay the debt for our sins. Every sin we've ever committed, Jesus has already paid for. And we can have forgiveness. All we need to do is ask him for it. We can have eternal life. All we need to do is ask him to be Lord and Savior, repent of our sins, turn away from our sins, and none of us can do that on our own, understand that, and we need to accept him by faith. Even faith is not from us. None of us have faith, but faith is a gift from God, so we can trust by faith in him. Believe it because he said it is true. Trust by faith that Jesus is the Lord, that he died on the cross to pay the debt for our sins, and that we can be with him in heaven because he did die on the cross and paid the debt for our sins. Not only that, but he rose again from the grave. He was resurrected. He lives in heaven, and he lives in the hearts of all of us who choose to receive him as Savior and to follow him in the Christian life. And so let me read just a couple of others here, and I'll come back to Psalm 102 and read that. Again, if you have a Bible, I hope you'll read along with me. once I begin reading Psalm 102. But now, I want to read a section of scripture from Psalm 68:5, because God tells us that he will provide for us when we feel alone. So here in Psalm 68:5-6, it says, a father to the fatherless. It's telling us that God is a father to the fatherless. So it says, again, that's Psalm 68:5-6, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. In God is God. So, excuse me, let me start again. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Then in Deuteronomy, he tells us, this is Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Does that sound familiar? He tells us that in Joshua, and he tells us over and over again in the Bible. Deuteronomy 31:6, he says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you believe that? I do. Here's another. Here's John 15:4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Here in Hebrews 13:5, he says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, no matter how little you have. You are never completely alone because God is always with you, no matter how lonely you feel. Now, let's go on to Psalm 102. Psalm 102. I want to say a short prayer first. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to please empty us of ourselves here and fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, your love, your peace, and your joy, so that there is no place left in us for Satan, so that we cannot give place to the devil. Please help us to understand your Holy Scriptures and apply them to our daily lives. And I ask it in Jesus' name, in your name, Lord Jesus. And now, if you will, read along with me. If you don't have a Bible, will you listen? And I ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to help us understand his word. So now, this is Psalm 102, and that says, hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like furnace. My heart is struck down with grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl of the wilderness. Like an owl of the waste places, I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time for favor. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not dispute their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord, that he looked down from his holy height. From heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord, and in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure throughout all generations, of old you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. How sad, how lonely. Can you imagine how lonely was the person who wrote that? Do you ever feel that way? Don't ever give up hope, no matter what. The Lord loves you. Jesus came and died for all of us. We are all sinners, and yet he paid the debt for all of our sins. He hates our sin, but he loves the sinner, and he wants each and every one of us to be with him in heaven. No matter how lonely you are, no matter how hurt you feel, no matter what you've suffered through, there is always hope. There is always hope with the Lord Christ Jesus. So never give up. Tell your cares and worries to him. Take your loneliness to the Lord Jesus. If no one else will listen, he will. Everything that we suffer through in this life, Jesus suffered through as well. All of the temptations to sin, he experienced all of those, but he didn't sin. Jesus is the God-man. He rose from the dead and returned to heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. He lives in heaven in all his glory, but also, he lives in the hearts of his followers here on earth. He loves you more than you can imagine, and he wants you to be saved and to be with him in heaven. All of those things that you're feeling, everything you've experienced in this life, Jesus can take all of that away. He tells us that no task is too great or too small for him. Nothing is impossible for him. All of those things that are impossible for man are possible for God. But we need to call on him. He knows what we need before we need it. He knows what's best for us because he knows the future. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow and a year from now and 1,000 years from now. Will you take your cares and worries to him and let him handle them? Let him take care of them? Let him provide for your needs? He can. We just need to have faith and trust him and step out in faith and do what he leads us to do. We can know what to do if we'll read his word, if we will receive him as our Savior. That's the first step. And we can know that we will be with him in heaven if we receive him as our Savior. That is the first step. There's nothing we can do to get there on our own. We can't buy salvation. We can't buy our way to heaven. There's no way we can find it on our own. He tells us, Jesus tells us that he is the only way. He's the only way to the Father. He's the only way to heaven. If you have never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, would you like to do that now? What we need to do is admit that we are sinners. Ask him to forgive us. We need to repent of our sins, which means we need to make a change. We need to stop going. We need to stop going in the direction that we were going. We need to stop committing the sins that we've been committing. Make the effort to change. Ask him to change us from the inside out, because don't you know that you can't do it on your own? We can't. We need the Lord's help. And he tells us salvation is a free gift. We just need to ask for it. If you would like to have the assurance that you can be with heaven, that you will be with Jesus, with the Lord God Almighty in heaven when you die, I invite you to say this short prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I want to be with you in heaven. I admit that I'm a sinner, and I know that I need a Savior. I repent of my sins. I'm willing to change. I ask you to change me from the inside out. I realize that means I need to follow you in the Christian life. I ask you to please forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean of my iniquity and make me righteous in Christ Jesus. I trust by faith, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of God, that you are one with God, that you died on the cross to pay the debt for my sins, and then you rose again from the dead, and that you live in heaven. I trust that by your resurrection, I can be with you in heaven one day, to live with you in eternity, and I want to serve you. I trust by faith, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Please be my Lord and Savior, and be ruler of my life. I ask it in your name, Lord Jesus, and I receive you as my Savior. Thank you. If you prayed that prayer earnestly from your heart, then you have the assurance, because the Lord says you do, that you will be with him in heaven. And now what you need to do is join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. Get a Bible and read it every day. Go to church and be in fellowship. That means to be in the company of other people who are born-again believers also, who have received Jesus Christ as their Savior, who are worshiping him and serving him. Join in with them in church and praising God and serving him. Join a Bible study with other people who are learning, studying, and meditating on the Word of God, and do that yourself. Read the Bible every day. You need to pray to the Lord every day, but read the Bible also. That is his Word to us, the Word of God. And he tells us that his Word is alive and powerful, and that's how you will develop and grow in your relationship with him, a personal, intimate relationship with him. Because it's not all about belonging to a particular religion or a particular church, but it is all about having a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the only way to heaven. So you need to read his word, read the Bible, and do what it says. Pray and ask your Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. Always come to the Lord with a clean heart. We need to confess our sins directly to him in prayer and ask for his forgiveness. And also, please tell other people about Jesus and how they can receive him by confessing and repenting of their sins, by repenting, by making a change, asking the Lord Jesus to help them to change and to ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, to send his Holy Spirit to live in them and live out the Christian life through them. Then again, to tell other people. Because Jesus came to make disciples. He came to save the lost. He came to live and die for us, to pay the debt for our sins, to make disciples, and to send them out to teach others and to make more disciples, and so on and so forth. Because he wants everyone who is willing to be saved. He gave us free will. He gave us free will. We cannot receive salvation for the people we love. Each one has to do it on his own. But we can pray for them. We can intercede in prayer for them, just as Jesus intercedes for us. He tells us in the Word, there is only one intercessor between God and man, and that's Jesus. So we need to pray to Jesus, pray to God, pray to the Lord Jehovah God and to Jesus. Will you tell other people about him and how they can be saved also? You're listening to the Sword and Shield Show. My name is Catherine Resendez. I hope you'll pass on some information and also about the times of the show on blogtalkradio.com from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Also, I hope you will tell other people about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they can be saved. And write down the number, 1-877-SHEEPFOLD. That's 1-877-SHEEPFOLD. If you happen to need help for yourself or someone you know who's a victim of domestic violence, would you please number? Until the next time, I hope you will come to know the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you.